Sean Ann McGuire published her first book in 2009, and since then, she's written more than 24 novels across multiple fictional universes, from urban fairy fantasy to zombie horror. And this year, she achieved her lifelong dream to write an X-Men comic. NPR Books editor Petra Mayer caught up with her this weekend at San Diego Comic-Con.
Sean Ann McGuire knew she was a storyteller when she was 3 years old.
Because that's when people started saying, well, she sure is a little storyteller, isn't she?
And when she saw the old Ray Bradbury Theater TV show, well, that was it.
A career path was set.
Decades later, McGuire has so many fictional worlds in her head, she needs a wiki to keep them all straight. I asked her how many there were.
So many. I don't actually know because some of them have yet to find a way to be written down.
I jokingly refer to Sean Ann McGuire as the Joyce Carol Oates of genre fiction, but it's true. I asked her to list some of her series.
The October Day series of urban fantasy novels, and those are sort of fairy tale noir. They're urban fantasy heavily influenced by my own background in folklore. The Encrypted series of urban fantasies, and those are more about modern cryptozoology, the diversity of monsters that you find both in the United States and around the world. And then we have the Wayward Children, so they're about kids that survive trips to places like Narnia and Oz and then have to figure out how to readjust to living in this magicless world of ours.
And that's just three of her worlds. She also writes horror under the name Mira Grant. One of her series is a journalists meet zombies tale called Newsflesh, and I asked her if there was ever a point where her fictional worlds might meet.
No. You know what happens if you introduce the Newsflesh characters to any other universe? It's a zombie apocalypse. Everyone dies.
Walking around the convention center with McGuire is an experience. She's been coming here since she was 16, and every other person seems to know her.
Hey!
And what's more, people see themselves in her worlds. I stopped by the massive autograph pavilion where fans were lining up to meet her. Samantha Beard was there to get books signed for herself and a friend, but she quickly got sidetracked when McGuire started admiring her collection of enamel pins.
I'm going to look up all of these pin manufacturers. Thank you so much.
Beard says that part of why she loves McGuire's work is that she sees herself in it.
In Underneath the Sugar Sky, her mermaid character, who's a little bit on the heavier side, I really connected with. Just this idea that in her world she was more suited to be a mermaid because she had more fat in her body just by the nature of her being. And that idea really resonated with me, that your faults maybe don't work in this world, but they can work in a world that you find or make for yourself somewhere else.
McGuire says she has a policy. If someone she knows says they don't see themselves in literature, she writes a character that reflects them.
Well, one, your listeners can't see me, but I'm a large lady. I'm a size 18. I have OCD, and I am super queer. My girlfriend is here with me. We've been together for 15 years. And you know what I have never seen ever in a fiction book is a fat girl with OCD who loves other girls. Because if you say that's what you want to do, there's someone going, oh, so you've got a diversity checklist, huh? Because my existence is a diversity checklist.
Everyone deserves to see themselves in stories, says Sean Ann McGuire.
But more importantly, everyone needs to see other people in stories. Part of how we learn empathy, part of how we learn to be human, is by reading and listening and viewing stories and seeing people that don't look like us.
And with that, she slipped away into a crowd of monsters, zombies, and X-Men, and I followed too. Petra Mayer, NPR News, San Diego.
Sean Ann McGuire also performs original music based on her books. You're hearing it right now, and there's more on our website.